What do I still lack? In Nicodemus and the rich ruler, we have two men who are supposedly living the dream. Both have acquired and secured virtually every precious that the human heart would be prone to grasp. Wealth, fame, pleasure, as well as some religion and moral virtue to top it all off. And yet, somehow, it just wasn't enough. Have you reached all of your life goals like Tom Brady had at such a young age? Have you experienced unparalleled success and acclaim? Have you graduated at the top of your class, or made a lot of money in the market, or gained access to elite social circles, or gotten your body and mind into impeccable shape, or married the man or woman of your dreams, or raised children whom any parent would be proud of, or become a pillar of your community with immaculate religious virtue? If so, how's it working out for you? Have any of these things been enough to complete you? To give you the happiness your heart longs for? To enable you to say, I've finally arrived? Or is there a nagging sense inside you that you still lack something? For many people, the pursuit of happiness is built on something that is not true, on a promise made by some Jesus substitute, or what Tim Keller has called a counterfeit God. And if you take away someone's counterfeit God, if you take away a person's functional Lord and Savior, if you take away a person's precious, whether it be wealth, romance, career, physical health, friendship, or fame, you take away that person's functional source of meaning and joy. The Nicodemus, rich young ruler, and Tom Brady stories tell us something else as well. While some lose their happiness by having their counterfeit gods taken from them, others lose their happiness by having their counterfeit gods given to them. When the things we possess become our precious, it is no longer we who possess them. They come to possess us. And just like Nicodemus, the rich young ruler, and Tom Brady, when we finally get what we've always wanted, we come to discover it's actually not what we want at all. The notion that our earthly measures of success and happiness don't always produce the result that we want is easily confirmed. Consider this list of men and women who grew weary of searching for answers to the question, what do I still lack? Nobel Prize-winning novelist Ernest Hemingway, groundbreaking writer and literary patron Virginia Woolf, celebrated and influential author David Foster Wallace, Seattle rock star Kurt Cobain, Oscar-winning actor Robin Williams, pioneering poet Sylvia Plath, world-renowned fashion designer Alexander McQueen, actress and cultural icon Marilyn Monroe. All of these and many like them have two things in common. First, they all became portraits of success, popularity, fame, and fortune in their lifetimes. Second, they all experienced chronic misery from that place of success, popularity, fame, and fortune. Even in their great success, they were not able to find a precious that could provide for them an ultimate happiness and peace. Does this mean that success, popularity, fame, and fortune always lead to downfall and destruction? No, they do not. But they can still be tricky. One of the most perplexing things that Jesus ever said was that it is harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than it is for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. Matthew chapter 19, verse 24. And yet many affluent people in the Bible did enter the kingdom of heaven. Abraham, the father of faith, Joseph, the prime minister of Egypt, Job, the wealthy sufferer, David, the king of Israel, Solomon, the son of David, Luke, the physician, Joseph of Arimathea, the financier, and eventually Nicodemus, the wealthy pillar of his community, to name just a few. Possessing what the world has to offer only becomes problematic when possessing what the world has to offer starts to possess you. Success in the world's eyes, wealth, fame, power, beauty, love and romance, comfort, popularity, health and so on, can be something to celebrate and enjoy with thanksgiving, as long as we don't turn this kind of success into our life's lie, as long as we don't turn it into our precious. It's simple math, really. Everything minus Jesus equals nothing, and Jesus plus nothing equals everything. With Jesus, every other person, place, or thing we are given to enjoy is a bonus, not something to...